Good day. I wanted to take just a few minutes and take a look at three things that I see people getting mixed up all the time. And I think I have a good view of it based on scripture and messages of many great men. And so I want to talk on predestination, election, and free will. How do these three apply to our lives? And many people, they say every moment of this life, every second of this life is predestinated, and you can't break that predestination. And then, of course, you get people who say, you know, only a certain people are elected, not everybody's predestinated, and not everybody's elected. Of course, you get into these all these religious things, which I don't really want to go into today. I want to go into what I understand this to be, and I think is a very simple process. And then, of course, after predestination and election, everybody fights over free will, whether we have free will or whether there's some spirit out here that is playing us like puppets and moving us around, and therefore we have no free will. And you get all kinds of religions with all kinds of different things about it. So in Ephesians 1, Paul was very clear about predestination. And I'm not going to go over there and read all those scriptures. Predestination is real. He comes back in Romans 8. And he writes in Romans 8 about predestination again. He writes and tells us that we are predestinated. And then Peter and Paul and even Jesus, they talk some about election. So predestination and election. And then, of course, everyone kind of gets in the battle over whether we are moving every breath predestinated or whether we have some free will and some choice about things. So I want to bring it this way, and I hope this helps you. Predestination was completed in the theophany realm, in the realm that you were in before you took on a human body. Yes, you were alive then. And predestination, what we predestinated was our coming here. We predestinated and decided on earth, and we created earth. Yes, it was we are gods. We created earth, we created the atmospheres, we created the universe, we created all these things. And then we predestinated ourselves. We were in that realm of theophany, and we predestinated ourselves to the earth. When you came to your birth right here in the earth, listen to me, your predestination is over. You completed it. Yes, predestination is real, but we get it so mixed up in all these realms that we don't even know when predestination occurs, how it happened. We were all together, Genesis 1, 26, 27. We said, let us make man in our image. And we predestinated ourselves into the earth. And when we took our first breath from our mother's womb, predestination was complete. There's no more, quote, predestination in the earth. You are not moving around by predestination. Now, what happened when you came into the earth? You elected. You elected a certain time in history or at the present. You elected a certain place geographically. You elected a certain set of parents. You elected all these things. And then when you came out of the womb, you, the spirit that predestinated you to the earth, then moved into that piece of earth. So election occurs when you step into, or when you move into that little baby, and the mother drops it from her womb, and you begin to breathe and walk and live, election took place right there. You elected a piece of earth. You don't go elect another piece and another piece and another piece. Election's over. Election is over for you at your birth. So you got predestination, which is over for you at your natural birth. You've got election, which is over for you at your natural birth. And yes, I do believe in predestination and election. I do understand it. But those two things are over. So what are we doing here? We're not predestinating ourselves to be in certain places at certain times. We're choosing to be in certain places at certain times. What does election, we are in this piece of earth. We chose 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 100 years, whatever it might be. We made our choices after election. Now, Romans 8, 2 Peter tells us, make your election sure. Understand your election. If you can understand your election, Peter says, you're going to add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance patience, patience godliness, and brotherly love. You're going to do these things under free will, free moral agency, if you want to call it that, or choices. You don't just go out here and say, I got all these things. I predestinated myself to all these things. Predestination is what I live by. And election, my election is my gifts and my callings and my this. And no, election is that piece of earth that you elected and moved into. Predestination is that piece of earth and this earth and humanity that you predestinated yourself into. And the moment you step in here, free will begins to take place at birth. Free moral agency, free will, choices begin. Nothing is predestinated about your choices. You are moving through this life without predestination. You completed predestination, you fulfilled predestination, and it worked perfect for you. Look at you. And you chose an elected piece of earth, and it worked perfect for you. Look at you. And now, you are into free will. Nothing is predestinated about your choices. Your choices, I guess the best way to put this, your choices lead you through the path of understanding. Whatever you choose, there's a path that kind of develops its way through. If you choose to be a doctor, if you choose to be a lawyer, if you choose to be a cowboy, if you choose to be a housewife, if you choose to be whatever you choose to be, as you make these choices in life, they begin to develop a path. A path for what? For understanding. You take on all of your understanding under free will, free moral agency, and a path that opens for you as you develop your choices. Predestination has nothing to do with it. And election has nothing to do with it other than getting you here. Predestination got you here out of the theophany realm into humanity. And election puts you into a certain piece of earth instead of remaining in theophany. And so now humanity and theophany have blended together. And your carnal mind and your theophany mind, these two attributes, it's really only one mind, these two attributes begin to develop you. And they begin to bring you to understanding about everything that you touch and see and hear. And the carnal mind and the theophany, the carnal attribute and the theophany attribute, continually sort things out. We used to call it a battle. We used to say the carnal mind is enmity and this and this. That's all good in the church ages, but that's done. That battle's over. Now, with these two attributes, we know them well. We are sorting things out and making choices. Choices that moves us down the right path. Giving to ourselves these years from our natural birth to our natural death, making all of these years was for the making of understanding. We had knowledge, yes. We had creative powers, yes, but we had no understanding of what we were doing. Coming here for however many years, you slip through the veil and slip back out. This time is free will. This time you're making choices, choices that you make. You are the Spirit of the Lord. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You are all of these things. You are the Godhead. And you are making choices now, not predestinated and not elected. You already come through those and it worked great for you. Now you're here and you are moving through choices and free moral agency. And you are building your understanding that you will carry with you for years and years and millennia and eternity. It's all yours. Take these years that you have of free will and move through them wisely. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Move through them wisely and pay attention to what you are doing and what you are learning and carry it with you and make it tools, make it understanding, make it gifts, make it everything that you can make it to build you for eternity. Love, bless.